This is the BBC.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I get offered a chance to do a TV show that I'm not 100% sure about. Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real, a new game featuring some bits of really good gossip about A-list celebrities, and Charlotte Crosby is absolute gold on Innuendo Bingo. You'll also hear why she thinks Stephen Bear is the one. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Afternoon, it's Scott here. Oh, I don't like change. We're in somewhere different today and it doesn't feel right. I mean, still in the building, but everything's the wrong way round, Chris.
It's okay, we'll struggle through.
I know. Do you know what? I love my job. But it does throw up some weird situations sometimes. Don't know if you've seen my Instagram and Twitter today, but I've spent my morning in a park having a picnic. Finally, someone agreed to have a picnic with me.
It's a bizarre concept, this thing.
It's for Radio 1's new TV trailer for the summer mixes, which are back on soon, and my face was in a picnic basket. So, like, think of it, like, if you remember the Mighty Boosh, the moon, there was a hole cut out of the lid for my face to fit in the picnic basket perfectly. I had to have my head measured especially for it last week.
But it's just your face, isn't it? It's not like your whole head goes through. It's not like you can see your hair. It's like your face.
Just the face. I was just being a picnic basket.
Terrifying.
Greg James is a watermelon. You'll see this soon on TV.
So explain the idea. Is the idea that there's like a couple having a picnic and then they open their basket. It's like, huh, what's that?
Yeah, kind of.
And then I suppose you say, that's Radio 1 or something like that.
Or no, they're on a date, the date's going wrong, and then something happens which I can't tell you.
And you're looking at them. You're hidden in the picnic basket, staring at the couple having a date.
Yeah, but no, they don't open the picnic basket. It's open all the time, so my face is constantly staring at them.
But
then something terrible happens to the watermelon, which is played by Greg James.
So is the idea that you two are... It's a bit like being hidden in the bushes, watching. Is it like...
Yeah.
What's the tagline? Is the tagline like, we're always watching you?
No, it's...
Or, like, what is the... What's the message?
No, their date's going wrong, so we say, hey, we've got a mix for that, or we can help you out, that kind of vibe. Do you remember last year when we filmed it, and we had to sit either end of a park bench...
Yeah.
For the summer mix trailer, while a couple got off with each other on the bench. That was really awkward.
And it took about 100 takes, and they'd never met each other before.
Yeah.
But every time it was like, and I'd muck it up.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, right, sorry.
Take 97, okay. 97. Can you just kiss again, please?
And they were really going in by the end of it.
Yeah. Do you remember once, another one of those trailers, where I had to pretend to play the piano while Clean Bandit and some teenagers played volleyball behind us?
Do you remember the one where like Annie Mac was part of a massive purple monster kind of thing roaming down the street?
Absolutely normal, another day in the office.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
There's no place I'd rather be in this world. Your eyes are where I'm lost in.
Hey, girl. Take it off for me.
It just gets very uncomfortable here. I don't know how it plays out in sort of offices and stuff like that.
It's just really uncomfortable, isn't it? Imagine if you're in your car with your mum.
Yeah, exactly. And what Versace on the floor, what's...
He wants your Versace
pants.
He wants the dress. Take it off for me, girl. Do you remember that for Saturday Night Live, that spoof sketch that Justin Timberlake did of a 90s R&B boy band?
Yeah.
It's my in a box. That's that, isn't it? It's the same.
It's the same.
Hey, girl. Wow. I love Bruno Mars, but there he is, transported all the way back to 1996 on Versace on the floor.
Scott Mills.
Really thought I'd been unpopular for the last few hours. Just realised I've got airplane mode on.
Oh. So it's all coming through now.
I've switched it on. Those messages will start rolling in a minute, won't they? Nothing as yet. I've got a new game for you.
Well, that's tragic, isn't it?
For you later.
Oh, you thought they were just going to come flooding in there.
Actually, nothing.
Yeah.
No one.
No one cares.
They don't care. I must have switched it off. I told you I switched it off.
There's not even one from one of the team going, actually, where are you?
No, nothing. No one cares anymore. I was filming this summer mix trailer earlier in a park, and with my face as a picnic basket, in a picnic basket, which suits me, actually, if you look at the picture. No one has even bothered to text me.
Can
like,
you make,
where are you?
Fine. Can you make the picnic basket your new cover photo, please?
Yes. I actually think it really suits me. I might just walk around with one on my head the whole time.
BBC.
Scott Mills.
Charlotte Crosby. Hi, babes.
Hiya.
Good to see you.
Very good to see you.
It's just annoying that every time you do see us, you're going to get wet within minutes.
But you know what? It's pouring down with rain outside, so I feel like it's fine.
Right, okay, good. You already kind of broken
the seal.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit wet anyways.
Radio 1's Ibiza weekend. Is that something you'd still be interested in doing now? Or would you... can you think of nothing worse? Because you're like, I've done so much partying.
I've done so much, but I would still always go there because it's going to be a great time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You can't turn down a great time.
Exactly.
No matter what you've done.
Do you stay in more now, though, yeah?
Yeah, I do. I went out at the weekend. It's more of just a weekend thing, whereas before it was like odd weeknights, odd weekends.
Yeah.
But is it always like a red rope situation now? Is it always like you've got to have a little area?
Nah. Which I probably should, because I'll be drunk and I'll just walk into anywhere and stand in the middle and one day I'll get glassed or something.
Oh.
Okay, that's cheerful.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. Seems a bit extreme.
Didn't it? I wasn't sure where that was going and it went there. Right, have you got another book?
I know, but this one's a little bit different. So it's written,
that's good.
It's actually written in diary form.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of a different spin to it, but a lot happened last year and I felt like we just needed to catch everyone up. I think I'm gonna take a break from the books now though.
Well, how many books has there been?
Three.
Three books? You're a best-selling author.
Yeah.
Twice.
What's next? I mean, what is there to do next? What's the big ambition? A movie?
Space travel.
Space travel. Can you imagine you ended up in space?
Imagine.
That'd be an extreme, like, it could be like X on the Moon or something.
Oh my God, please, that would be so funny.
We really enjoyed you on Just Tattoo of Us.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. We talked about it quite a lot on the show.
Oh my, it was wild. That was wild. And you know what, we just filmed series two, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, there's no way this can get worse. It got worse.
Did it?
It got so much worse. I don't know how we're allowed to be on air. I just honestly don't. We've got to get sued at one point.
Oh, wow. But we had a couple of the guys on from the show that had got tattooed.
Who?
I can't really remember. It was on a while ago. And it was a lad who had his best friend on and been screwed over by his best friend.
Oh, yeah. You had them on here?
Yeah, we actually got them on the show just because we thought... Because it was... Honestly, we thought the episode was mad. Started talking about it. But then I didn't watch like... Did you get a tattoo on the last episode?
I didn't see this bit. So Stephen got me a tattoo on the last episode. And I kind of went a bit crazy.
Okay, and you got to tattoo him.
He didn't finish his, so he did it. I sat for 5 hours and got this huge tattoo on my back, right? Scott, it's not funny.
You just make me laugh.
He sat for 1 hour and said, "I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry." I was clueless in the other booth.
So he bailed.
He bailed, and I didn't find out until I turned up at the reveal, and he was like, "I didn't get it finished."
So you got
like,
the tattoo
what?
On your back.
On my back. Do you want to see it?
It's
not a rude place. It's my back, not my bum.
No, I was wondering what the tattoo was of. That
quite,
was the point
of the day.
Oh, okay. It's like half bear.
It's half bear, half cheetah.
Okay. Oh, that's clever.
Oh, did you not want to have it done in the middle there?
It's half bear, half cheetah.
It's so weird in such a weird place, but I was thinking, right, at least you're never going to see it because if my top slides up, you can't.
Right.
If it's a low top, you can't. Like, I was kind of winning but losing all at the same time.
So is that it for tattoos now? Will you get any more?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? I'd never say never.
Yeah.
If I got married, I'd get bear on the back of my neck.
Would you marry him?
In your neck?
Would I marry him?
Yeah.
But he's like, would you get that tattoo? Would you marry him?
Yeah, well, I'm interested.
Of course. He's the love of my life.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I honestly really love him. And you know what? He's the best boyfriend ever in the world.
What makes him so different then? Do you mind me asking?
He is the most romantic man I have ever met, right? Every time he picks us... Right, you all look like you don't believe him.
I don't believe it.
Every time he picks me up from the train station, he's hidden with roses and I've got to find him.
What, in a bush?
No.
Well, he hides himself. He comes to pick you up, then he hides.
That'd be weird.
No, because I'm reading him and he's like, I can see you. Oh, it's all a bit creepy now, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've made this
weird.
Really creepy and not romantic.
So he's in a bush and then comes out with the flowers. Like, exactly. Just what you want at a youth estate.
That's well romantic.
I'm in a bush, but which one am I in?
Where's the best place he's hidden? Is it like in the bins? Did,
yeah, it was one behind the bin.
Oh, see, romantic that
just
is.
Just outside of Leon. He got his
so
lamp and meatballs as well. Lamp kofta, because it's my favourite.
Right, marry him. Put a ring on that.
Definitely a keeper.
Immediately. Oh, you're funny. Right,
would you propose to him?
I don't. When's a leap year then?
It's got to be done leap year. Maybe do it in tattoo form for the next series. That could be good.
No, too soon. I don't want a proposal before a year and a half because it's seen as a joke then, isn't it?
Okay.
Right, come on, man.
You are just absolute gold.
It's amazing.
I know, I could talk to you all day. Right, I'm going to play Lady Gaga. Now, Charlotte, last time on In Your Bingo, you were a little bit sweary.
I'm so sorry. You know what? I've thought about that, and you don't realise, since I've calmed down a lot in my older age...
In life.
I'm so PG. I don't even swear.
Do you not?
Nah.
What, at all?
I don't even say words that aren't even a swear
okay.
word.
Yeah. Good. Right, let's move on.
I don't
on,
even
then.
Speak.
Lady Gaga, and then In Your Bingo with Charlotte Crosby.
Scott Mills.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I feel like we've not done this game for a while, and I can't remember the last time Charlotte did it. Maybe it was a couple of years ago,
I reckon. It was a while ago.
Yeah. So Charlotte Crosby is on board for today's Innuendo Bingo. She's got a boyfriend so romantic, he hides behind the bins outside Leon in waiting.
It's a lot more romantic than it sounds.
I know. I like seeing you so loved up, though. It's really nice.
I'm so loved up.
I know. Okay, right. So, water, please. Let's play In Your Bingo with Charlotte Crosby. Thank you, by the way, if you've sent in some clips. We've got loads of new ones.
Okay.
Keep them coming. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Okay, you got your water, please? As much as you can in your mouth.
So I've forgotten how much you put in.
It's quite a lot. Just like, it's like a hamster. He stores it.
Fill your cheeks.
Right,
sort
okay.
of thing. Ready?
Well, I think so.
Okay, here we go. First, we're going to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw. And Grimmy and Fiona are talking about all the things that Harry Styles has touched in the Radio 1 studio and how much they could sell it for just because Harry's touched it. Mm. Although, I think an inappropriate question here from Grimmy. Here we go.
We've got loads of stuff.
You are sat in the chair. I reckon you can get 500 quid for that.
And the rest. A bit of Harry Styles. There must be some DNA left on here.
Do you reckon he spat on that muff as well?
Oh, the mic muff, yeah. The little spongy things they put around the microphone at Radio 1.
Sorry, do you know what we're I right thought there. You said?
No,
I don't.
I thought you said moth.
Okay, good.
I didn't think that was quite funny.
No, that's fine.
Do you reckon he spat on that muff as well?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Moth?
Moth, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you do keep me on my toes, Charlotte. Okay. That's what I like about you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Did you think I was going to swear?
Yeah.
Never. I told you.
So PG.
Not about that life no more.
Uh-huh. Okay. Nobody got time for that anymore. Water, please. Now a favourite classic clip from last week, and we head back to the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. Now, I'm no professional snowboarder. But if this is what happens when you hit the home straight, then yes, I'm in.
There's a beautiful rhythm to his riding.
Really, really nice.
It looks like a perfect metronome.
And as he comes over the brow into this last face, the crowd volume goes up. They're willing their man and they're sucking him home.
Hold your mouth.
Still don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means. It's a snowboarding term.
They're willing their man and they're sucking him home.
Yeah, that's weird.
Water.
Okay.
Water, please. Oh.
Sort of speechless.
We're now going
I'm
over.
So speechless. That was so cold.
It's fine. It's fine because, that's as bad as it gets now. Do you know what I mean? You've had the first splash. Now we're going over to our friends at Test Match Special. On BBC Radio 5 Sports Extra. And it's the first test between England and South Africa at Lord's. What? What?
I was thinking about the bins.
Sarah's face amazing. She starts twitching.
Oh. Right.
Okay, here we go. Bear by the bins. ITV2 will snap that up. Stephen Bear visits various bins.
Yeah. to surprise people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can imagine it on the description, can't you, on the screen?
I'm Stephen Bear.
Okay, here we go.
Amazing.
So, the cricket. I really hope at the cricket these players are wearing protection, because otherwise this sounds fairly fairly painful.
So it was a strange old sweep shot that ends up going to shortish third man, miss a couple for Root.
Oh yeah, he's hit it all right. It's hit the wicketkeeper de Kock on the helmet.
Yourself.
Oh, Charlotte. Oh, awful.
Oh, yeah, he's hit it all right. He's hit the wicketkeeper de Kock on the helmet.
He sat...
Did he know he said that?
The South African wicketkeeper Quinton de Kock there receiving a blow to the head. He was absolutely fine.
Okay.
Water, please. Now we're going over to Ken Bruce at BBC Radio 2. Ken's been on air for many, many years now, and he's like a close companion, you know? Right there with you at all times. And here he is, giving some sound advice to one of his listeners.
Please give Chris and Andrew a shout-out. We're on the way back to Kirkcaldy after a small break near Carnforth. We're taking today a little tour to the Pencil Museum. My idea. Well done. You'll have a lovely time there. Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
But I don't get that one.
Okay.
Oh, it's my favourite one.
Don't need
one.
To.
That one's a confusing.
Yeah, don't worry.
Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
But why?
What's up with you, Chris?
But why take a rubber? Why? Oh, this
You're
must be
best.
A personal joke.
Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
No?
No, nothing.
Ah.
Nothing, okay. Nothing at all.
Let's just move on.
What? Don't point down there. It's people can watch this.
Yeah, there is a video of this later on. Now a brand new clip from Steve, who sent this on email.
Is it Stephen?
Remember, send your clips to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We're going over to BBC local radio station, BBC Gloucestershire, and presenter Nikki Price has a massive following in that region, and... Easy to see why, really. She's willing to try anything on air.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll talk about the music festival as well in the next few minutes while I just get my breath back, actually, after playing the pink trombone.
That was a funny one.
Yes.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Go on, Nikki.
While I just get my breath back, actually, after playing the pink trombone.
She even attempts to play the pink trombone live on air every day. Not every day. Water, please.
Oh, I keep forgetting about the water.
Yeah, that's the game.
I know, sorry.
An absolute classic now from Michael Portillo's Great Continental Railway Journeys on BBC Two. And we're joining Michael as he pulls into a brand new city and gets ready to settle down for the night. Now, I wonder, what was it that made Michael choose this exact hotel?
An advertisement in my Bradshaw's guide has brought me to spend the night at the Grand Hotel du Nord Pinus.
I'll win that one.
The Grand Hotel du Nord Pinus.
And that's... Water, please.
Yeah.
That actually, we've worked out, translates to the large hotel in the north of Pinus. And Pinus, of course, a place in the region of Arles. France fans. Water, please. Oh, all right. All right, calm down. Alex Polizzi's Christmas Fixer now. Christmas Fixer. Alex Polizzi, Channel 5, you know. Alex, proving that she really can fix any problem, even if she has to ask a close friend for some help.
These these are quite big flaps. Would you fold them over?
Yeah, a great little tip is to bring the sort of flat part up here, right at the middle of that little V.
Charlotte, you can't run away.
What have you got? Where's she gone?
She just ran off.
Oh, don't run off.
I thought when I heard flaps it was going to close.
It was, but then you moved.
Water, please. We've got
Why
one.
Is that not allowed in the game?
One more.
Kind of got to sit in the seat.
Done so well up to now.
Yeah. Have I?
Yeah, yeah, well, think about so it.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx it.
No, no, no. Honestly, I tell you, yeah. I'm a woman of my word.
Okay. Yeah. And now, a classic from Match of the Day. Isn't it amazing how they've got so many cameras at football grounds these days? They can literally pick up absolutely everything. But I'm not sure Ian Holloway will thank the commentator for drawing everyone's attention to a slight problem of his.
Swansea City take their second win of the Premier League season, and Ian Holloway, he has a huge job on.
And that was Indiana Bingo with Charlotte Crosby. You did it! Well done!
Yeah!
Thanks very much, Charlotte, and remember,
don't forget to take a rubber with you.
Well played, Charlotte.
But why?
It's all fine.
Scott Mills.
Are you getting to Cardiff tonight? Your show finishes at 4, the concert starts at 8. Gonna take you longer than that. Don't be so concerned, Sean. I'll get there, don't worry about it. Yes? Yeah, you?
Yeah, you. You'll be okay, actually, I think, won't you? Because that's still enough time, effectively, to get a car from here.
I'm not getting a car.
Oh, no?
Train it, innit? 2 hours.
What's the weather saying?
Oh, the weather's not good, and we're gonna get absolutely... Well, we're going to get rained on, aren't we? Everyone going to Cardiff tonight, Coldplay?
But they can close the roof.
Can they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stadium.
Principality Stadium?
Yeah.
They can close the roof.
On your command, they could.
Right, so here's a shout-out to the guys at the Principality Stadium. Could you... I mean, it's pretty heavy rain forecast for tonight, so would you mind closing the roof for me? Not just for me, for everyone's sake.
Yeah, but I think if you close the roof... You don't then get the fireworks. I think that's the exchange.
Oh, yeah, and because Coldplay, you want to see that, don't you?
So, I mean, what I'd say, well, Scott, yeah, Mills, is do you mind getting a little bit wet and seeing some pyros?
I would rather they close the roof, please.
Okay.
So if you're listening, Principality, bin off the fireworks and let's all just have a nice dry Coldplay gig tonight, shall we? Nobody wants the rain.
The tune of the week. BBC Radio 1.
Imagine I get there and they actually close it. I'm like, the power.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing?
Just finished mowing in the rain.
Oh, okay. Where are you at the moment?
Dudley.
Okay. Are you a gardener?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're still gardening in the rain then? It's doesn't put you off your job, right?
Well, it puts us off, but we have to do it. Like,
yeah, so, you just got to crack on.
Kind of...
crack on.
Yeah. Are you like... Do you remember the gardener in Desperate Housewives? Hello! Are you like him?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. What do you look like then?
Maze.
Yeah.
Well, fine.
Well, it's a dating, or...
Yeah, it's a fair point.
Whatever you want it to be.
I think the problem is here, Scott, you've got a vision of a gardener sort of taps off in the boiling sunshine, but the reality is here, it's raining.
All right.
It's
Dudley, yeah.
It's, you know, it's a very different situation.
Let's just move on. What have you got today, Chris?
Okay, my choice today on Bangers... Oh, my... It's quite intense, this, right, Stephen, but it's a really good one. I want you to go with my choice today, which is this.
Yeah. Wake up! Wake up! Grab brush and put a little makeup!
Yes.
Whoa.
See what I mean? It's full on. It's System of a Down, Chop Suey.
Since when have you liked this song? Come on.
This could be awesome, Scott.
I don't know if that changes.
Nah.
Do you know what? I bet yours sounds nothing like this.
It really doesn't. I've got this. Estelle. Kanye West. Yes, American Boy.
I
wasn't expecting that.
It was, actually, yeah.
So, the choice is yours, Stephen. My choice or Scott's choice?
See, Scott's choice is good because it just makes you laugh because of Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah,
true.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Yeah. Oh,
fair play, though.
To die. Yeah.
why does she need to do it?
That is Chop Suey, System of a Down on BBC Radio 1.
It's getting a massive reaction though, right?
Huge reaction.
A lot of people loving that. I'd like to dedicate that one, actually, Scott, if that's okay. A little dedication here.
Well, we're doing shout-outs now, are we?
To Ian. It's his birthday. Happy 40th, mate.
Oh, Ian!
Yes.
God, he looks good for that, though, right?
Mm. And that's one of his favourite songs, so I said I would dedicate it to him.
Youthful Glow.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Guess what TV show I've just been asked to do? Go on.
Oh, it's going to be something I love, probably.
Oh, no, it's not.
No?
No, I don't know. I think you'd
be match
like
of the
it.
Day or something, won't it?
Can you imagine? Oh. After the snakiness of Saturday Kitchen.
Yeah. Football Focus?
No, not
Soccer AM.
Sport. No. I think you like this show, but you won't be jealous.
The News?
No, why would it be on the news? Celebrity First Dates?
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
What's your views?
Well, how do you see that playing out then?
I don't think it ever goes well when it's that version of it. You see what happened to poor Brad from the Vamps? Yeah. I'm saying I don't think it's a yes.
Does it matter? Regardless of whatever situation you're in, do you just turn like? Can you? I mean, it does get you on TV. That's the dilemma,
that's
doesn't
the thing,
it?
Isn't it? But then, if you are seeing somebody, quite hard to get away.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But would I'm just talking hypothetically here? Yeah. If you happen to be seeing someone,
yes.
Would they understand that it's just a work thing?
I think they would, surely. But it's a difficult conversation to have, isn't it?
It is, like,
you know,
actually.
Hey, you know we're dating. I'm going to go on first date.
But it's just a work thing. Brad from the Vamps had some amazing stories after his experience there as
Did
well.
He? Has yeah. he shared those or just with you?
I can't remember. No, I don't think he shared them.
Okay. See, this is leading us on to our next game, which is going to be at 3:10, where we're going to play a new game involving some really juicy celebrity gossip.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
We have had an idea which we'd like to run by you. I do like it when we have our production meetings on air, just to see what the listeners think, to gauge reaction.
Well, actually, it was an idea that we had in the pub.
Yeah.
And that's where most good ideas start for this show. This could be good, but I think it's potentially dangerous for us.
Yeah. So let us know what you think with this, and maybe if we should run it, do a celebrity edition now and again. But I like this.
Hmm. The reason why I'm slightly worried about this game is it involves stories of famous people that I know that we could potentially get fired for if the full story was revealed.
100%. I mean, these stories are things that we get told because... we're kind of in that industry and you hear certain things about people.
Yeah.
I've got some great stories about so many famouses.
You really have. And it frustrates me sometimes that we can't say these stories on the radio because I kind of think if we're told, then there should be an expectation that we tell everyone listening. It's kind of our duty to tell these stories. But I think this is a way we can tell some of these stories and get away with it.
Did I tell you the Alicia Dixon one?
I'm not sure. Headline?
How can I do this? I'll just give you a phrase, shall I?
Yeah.
Oh, this is dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apparently, that's what she likes doing.
Ah, yes, you did tell me this story the other day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I feel weird about this, but yeah, let's continue. So, these stories, we'd be sued. And we wouldn't be on the air anymore because they're about super famous people. Like A-list famous. And I'm not talking about Alicia, sorry, no offence. But the one we're about to do, everyone in the world knows this person.
Yeah, and they're real stories. Like I truly believe that these stories are real because we've heard them from sort of people that were there or best friends of people that were there.
Well, I know this one is real because another person was there at the time who told me it.
Okay.
So this is 100% true, okay?
Good.
But the only way we can ever get away with this on air is... I tell you just the end line of the story. That's the only bit I can tell.
Mm. Well, hang on a minute.
I could never tell you the whole thing. I'd be off.
No, this is as close as we can get to telling the story, and we just hope that some of you listening will be able to figure out the rest.
Yeah.
And then at least some people will know.
So I'm going to tell you the end line of the story, okay? Then you lot get involved, get as creative as you can, tell me who you think was involved. Remember, it's a massively famous celebrity, world famous celebrity. And let us know what you think happened before this end line, okay? Mm. And 81199, we'll read some out. And it, also, if you lot guess it, then
yeah, it's not
what can
our,
you do?
It's not our fault, really. No. Okay, right, this is good. This is good, potentially.
So I swear down this is true, okay? But this is the only bit I can tell you, which is the very end, how it was told to me. Ready?
Ready.
Oh, this feels dangerous. It was so bad, Dame Helen Mirren complained about the smell.
True story, everyone. True story.
It's one of my absolute favourites. And if you know me, you will know this story. Because it's one of my go-tos.
The line again, Scott?
It was so bad. It was so bad, Dame Helen Mirren complained about the smell. Go! 81199, who was it? What happened?
Scott Mills.
Good new game this that we've come across. So I just give you the end line of pretty outrageous celebrity story. You've just got to kind of fill in what you think the story was and who was involved. So the end line is, it was so bad, Dame Helen Mirren complained about the smell. And you really have got involved with this.
But these are true stories that we know. And I think this could be good in future, Scott, because we encourage guests to just give that one story.
Just the end.
Just the ending of it.
We've got Ollie Mersey on Thursday. Maybe we could ask him.
Good idea.
It was so bad, Dame Helen Mirren complained about the smell. So many coming in. Mark in Edinburgh says, did George Clooney drop an air biscuit in company? No. I suppose he would maybe be with Helen Mirren. Reese off Worksop. Sir David Attenborough brought a huge lump of animal poo to a party to play Guess the Animal game, maybe. Does he do that?
Could be. I mean, we can't give away the main bulk of the story, but if you guess it, it's not really our fault, is it?
That's not true, that one.
Myself, Prince William and Queen Latifah were at Buckingham Palace when Queen Latifah ate some bad shrimp. She sprinted to the toilet to try and relieve some pressure. It was so bad, Dame Helen Mirren complained about the smell. That's not right.
No, that's not the story we have here. Paul on a beach in Speedos in Alicante says, did Adele have an accident in first class? Absolutely not.
Nope. No. Sam's not right. He's guessed Beyonce in a lift farting.
Right. Why do you instantly think of Adele having an accident? Why, out of everyone that it could be in first class?
Yeah. So I mean, some of these are good, some of these are close, but not quite there.
No. Any more then? The end line is, it was so bad, Dame Helen Mirren complained about the smell.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
No sign of our guest, Charlie Slough, today. Last seen heading towards the Ready One toilets.
So yeah, well. So if he could run, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. You can hear us in the loo, can't you? Yeah. Yeah, you can. It's quite loud in there. So, what should we do?
Well, it's tricky, isn't it?
Really, because very late of him.
I mean, he likes to make an entrance. I don't know whether someone can try retrieve Charlie Slough from the toilet.
Has anyone checked on him?
The situation?
It's been a while. Someone should go in and check. Wouldn't want to be that person, would you?
But what's wonderful about this situation right now is hopefully someone, will see this as, a kind of critical moment and be running into the toilet shouting, Charlie!
I hope he's okay. But this owl.
But then that's a terrible situation.
Poke myself in the eye.
As well as the person going in to rescue Charlie Slough, I feel a little bit for Charlie Slough, who's going to have to really hurry that situation.
Should we start the game and then he can join in?
Yep, fine by me.
I hate that, though, because I'm going to have to recap it for him because he's so late.
Let's just do a quickie one, me and you.
Okay.
And when Charlie joins in, we'll go back to the sort of three-way one.
Okay.
The so-called shaggy defence is a recognised legal strategy where, despite lots of evidence against them, a defendant continues to claim it wasn't me.
It doesn't seem like a legal term, that, though, does it?
That is not real. The shaggy defence, that would not... Like, you're not telling me they use that in courtrooms?
I thought... Didn't Shaggy do Glastonbury? Am I right in thinking Shaggy performed at Glastonbury?
Yes,
he did. Do you not think that would have been the perfect opportunity to admit that it finally was him? Do you know what I mean? On a massive stage, like, at some point it's got to happen. Have you ever used the Shaggy defence?
No.
You obviously have. So when's the last time you used it?
What do you mean? Well, I said it wasn't me.
Yeah, when you know it was you. Be honest.
Probs last week, it's out of the kitchen.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I told you that I didn't know about it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And you think that anyway, so might as well just say that.
So you blame yourself.
So you know the song It Wasn't Me by Shaggy.
Open up, man.
Is this a recognised legal strategy where, despite all the evidence being against them, the defendant still says, it wasn't me?
I like that it's a strategy, though. I think I'm going to go real on this one, Scott.
Can't be real. Absolutely not.
Can you imagine a lawyer advising you?
Yes, well, that's I'm afraid you're using the Shaggy defence there. Yeah. No, absolutely not.
I suggest you do the Shaggy.
That one's real.
Yes!
It's real.
Amazing. Okay, they've just handed it to me. It's one of several defences named after pop culture, including the Matrix defence, where the accused claims they aren't living in the real world, and the Chewbacca defence, where lawyers present lots of irrelevant information to confuse a jury. That's amazing. Wow. What a great fact. That's one for the pub, isn't it?
Do you know what? Someone just walked past the studio here and just shrugged their shoulders as if to say, I don't know. I assume Charlie isn't rushing to get here.
No,
or is this him
like
rushing?
It could be him rushing, yeah. Wasn't that when there was a whole song by Blue, which we've got here, which was a whole courtroom drama. Do you think they used that? No, that's the Blue defence. I'm telling you.
Not legally sound this song. Oh, here you are.
Sign on.
Yeah.
Toilet, was it?
We're just playing Blue, mate.
Yeah, just playing the toilet. Couldn't wait.
I rest my case.
What's going on with that?
Right. Well, you're late.
Weren't late.
Do you want? You
Charlie,
are late.
I went to the wrong studio.
Charlie, you had a 10-minute warning for this, which means you've been there 15 minutes.
Okay. I didn't get no warning. Right. I just see Scott as well. I see Scott. He walked past me. Didn't even say anything.
Do you want the intro or not?
Go on, then.
Okay. When he goes to Burger King, they ask him what he doesn't want. It's Charlie Sloth.
Ah!
What time do you call this?
Boosha.
There's an irony in that, actually, because someone texted in earlier saying that you were spotted at one of those restaurants at an airport.
What restaurant?
They came and gave you a selfie.
They gave me a selfie?
Well, I suppose technically, yeah. King of Burgers.
Maybe. I wouldn't have been eating there. I don't eat that food. You get me? Clean lifestyle for me.
Sure.
Ooh, sure.
Hey, I've got to say, right, I've been looking at your Twitter.
Yeah?
Who are all those lads?
Who?
Just surrounded by
topless
boys.
Full of pictures of you and some fitties with their tops off.
Yeah.
Where was that?
I'm not sure, one of the islands.
Oh, one of the islands.
I've been everywhere, haven't I? I've been all over the gap, mate.
All the boys.
Why is your shirt not off?
It was earlier on that night.
Yay.
It was.
Nothing but a chain.
When I'm playing now, yeah, just my chains.
Just a chain, isn't it? Big dollar sign, is it?
No, I've got my logo.
Oh, yeah.
And the new one I've got is a plug.
I've seen the plug.
It's sick, isn't it?
Is it because of the album?
Yeah.
The plug.
Sick, yeah. Bruv.
Yeah. It's. I mean, did you get that made up? Did you? Or is it an actual plug?
A rapper actually made that for me.
It's quite cool.
A rapper got it made for me as a present.
Well, I wouldn't get away with it, but it looks good on you,
mate.
Thanks,
man.
Right, here's the next Real or No Real. Thanks for joining us.
A brand new dating app has been launched, which will find you potential dates which look like celebrities that you really fancy.
What a brilliant idea.
Genius.
What a brilliant idea. So I guess you type in the celebrity that you fancy and then it's going to narrow people down to that. So, I mean, Charlie, you've logged into the app. Who would you go for?
Who would you like?
I'm not sure. I don't really have a celebrity crush.
What?
I know, it's bizarre, isn't it? I don't have a celebrity crush. How bizarre is that?
What, not anyone?
No, not really.
I find this hard to believe.
I find that hard to believe.
I think my last celebrity crush was about 10 years ago.
And who was that?
Cameron Diaz.
Okay. Not so much now, no?
No. I mean, now I still think she's a spice. But, I mean, I don't sit there and think, oh, Cameron Diaz. Where 10 years ago, I was like, whoa, Cameron Diaz.
Okay.
That's good. Well, it's a very clever idea, this, isn't it? Because most people do have a celebrity crush.
Yeah,
but you're never going to get with a celebrity.
Wow.
So you can't say that.
Well, you're very unlikely to.
No, look at Katie Price's husband. Man was a carpenter or something. Come round to fix the shelves.
Next thing you know, yeah.
Wifey.
Spice. So, this is a great idea. One of those ones you just think, oh, I wish I'd come up with that.
Yeah, so you log in, Scott, you type in the name of a celebrity you fancy, I don't know, like Charlie Sloth.
Don't know.
But you can't get with Charlie Sloth, so you find
a
lot of people who look like Charlie Sloth on the app.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Genius.
How many people in the world do you think that look like you? Because apparently there's like, isn't like seven people that are identical, like looking identical to you apparently in the whole world.
Really?
If you search the world properly, you'd find
seven people
exactly like you.
They must be really good-looking, successful, charismatic, charming, incredible people.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
That was an awkward silence.
It's really tricky skirting around the one look-alike that we always think with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't look nothing like me.
It does when you take the hat off.
No.
It's the hair.
No.
It does a bit.
No.
You do. Like if you had, if you had some binoculars.
No, anyway, I think this dating app could be the new big thing, if it exists. So I'm going to go real on this one.
I'm going to say real as well.
That one is real.
Yes, it's real.
Yes.
So this new dating app uses facial recognition technology to let people search for celebrity lookalikes, and soon you'll be able to find dates that look like your favourite stars. That's amazing. Mm.
Scott Mills.
Charlie Slough, international DJ and big in the game. Do you have separate wallets for Euros? Because you are always at the islands, aren't you? Always in the resorts. And I've actually got a Euro wallet now. Because
I am
like,
as well.
I don't like getting them messed up.
If I had my bag, I could show you. I've got a wallet for my cards and sterling. And then I've got a wallet
same
for my Euros.
Yeah.
So I don't get it mixed up.
Really annoying otherwise.
Really annoying. Mm-hmm. Especially like if you've got wads and you're trying to pull it out and it's like you're pulling out well, sterling and...
That's your life.
But you've been going to Zante a fair bit, haven't you?
All the islands.
Yeah.
I think I've been to Ibiza most so far this year.
Have they still got the fake Wandos in Zante?
No,
or has that gone now?
Yeah,
that was always going to happen.
Someone complained.
Yeah, it got closed down.
Don't know who that
last
was.
Last year that was...
Yeah, I mean, it looked exactly the same as the...
Everything was the same.
Chicken shop.
I mean, it was quite incredible.
I don't know how they got away with it for so long. And finally, on Real or No Real.
Radio 1 presenter Jordan North has been asked to stay out tonight by his mum, as his dad is coming home after working away for the last 9 weeks, and they'd like some alone time.
That's brilliant.
Oh, no.
Why is this on?
Do you know what? I listened to this guy a few times on Early Breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's good, yeah.
He is very, very good.
Yeah.
Our newest presenter, Jordan North.
He's very funny.
Yeah, we like him.
Very funny.
He'll like that.
Yeah. No, he's very
from you.
Funny.
From
and,
you.
And I actually heard him talking about having to move back in with his mum and dad while he's trying to find a new gaff down here.
Yeah.
Okay, so
this could be very true.
Yeah.
But that's very awkward at the same time.
Hey, you know in Zante, they still got that place that's called Sainsbury's, which it really isn't.
I've never seen that.
On the strip in Lagunas.
Have they got that?
Yeah. Don't know how they're getting away with that.
So,
probably shouldn't have mentioned that.
Are we not playing at the Together this year? The promoter told me that we're playing at the Together at one point.
I believe there are talks underway.
That would be sick.
Isn't it, though?
That would be a crazy night.
Might try wangling an invite on that
you
one.
You should come along.
What,
I've got the sickest villa there as well.
Have they still got the place?
On Smash, every time I go there.
What's that,
Mr.
What's that
Slough!
One? Mr. Slough, what's that one on the corner? Is it Cherry Bay? Is that
the right one? Yes,
the one
with by the beach.
With the speedboat outside?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or is it jet ski?
Yes.
One of the two, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. They're still there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Yeah, good times.
Jordan North's mum.
Yeah.
What do we think?
Well,
I don't know.
She's like, can you go out? Your dad's coming home and he's been away 9 weeks and we'd like to be alone.
That's really awkward, man.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to go real.
That one's real.
Oh, poor Jordan. Yes, unfortunately, that is true for him. He tweeted about it earlier. Going to have to find himself a B&B at the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 30. Charlie, you only got 20.
Wait. I weren't here for the first question.
Tough. Oh, well, that's
so
your fault.
You can't take the points for that.
Well, you certainly shouldn't earn any.
That's rude. That's cheating.
Okay, I'm going now, bye.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Those are your Tuesday highlights. We're back tomorrow from 1 for a Bumbleo Wednesday on BBC Radio 1.